Blog Talk Radio.
It's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's the new experience. Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, Rebecca Lynn Norrington, and as always, as usual, thank you so much for being here with me. I truly, truly am grateful to all of the thousands of listening ears that I have around the world. Millions, you know what, let me say millions. Millions of listening ears around the world. Reality Spirituality is a show that I like to say talks about our everyday life, talks about our everyday life experiences and how to experience more happiness, more contentment, more relaxation, more peacefulness, more internal peace in every single moment. This is a show about real life. Not life yesterday, not life tomorrow, life, what is going on right now. And my topic, my agenda, my focus is always on happiness. I say when I was younger, I wanted two things, to live to my potential and to be happy. And this journey for me, my destiny, my purpose, is to share with as many people as would listen how to live in the moment and be happy regardless of what's going on. And that's the key. Listen, even being a happiness specialist, things happen. Life happens. And today, this week, I like to give real life stories. This week, I want to share, I teach a class on the importance of happiness, and one of my analogies was this life, this journey, you know, you could call it a ride, you could call it a journey, whatever you want to call it. I want you to close your eyes for a second and visualize yourself in the middle of a huge, huge field, an open field, and the only person on the field is you. It is always about you. You have all the answers to your questions, solutions to your problems. It's always you. Sorry, you can't blame anybody else for how you're feeling. In fact, one of my tweets this week was, what does it mean to be, I'm offended, to say I'm offended? Well, what that means is you are blaming other people, places, things, words, even words to affect you, to be responsible for how you're feeling. And I'm here to tell you that you can get to a place where these words, and of course words are created by humans, right? All words are created by humans, and then you make a decision or you make a judgment as to if this word is good or this word is bad. And so words, where there are a lot of teachers that say words are powerful, I am the opposite. I cannot allow words to be more powerful than me wanting to be happy. In other words, words, for me, they cannot hold any power, and that is my goal. That's what I practice every day. Now, what does that mean? Yeah, see, I'm getting off topic already, but anyway, what does that mean? not allowing words to have power. So if I said you were intelligent, you were considerate, you were successful, caring, kind, loving, all of those words, and you have a feeling about that. If, in other words, if I compliment you and you're feeling good about that, then that also means that I could tell you that, hey, you're a loser, you're stupid, you're lazy, all of these words that I'm going to speak for myself. I have allowed myself. I have given power to these words. So I'm at a place right now where I cannot be insulted, I cannot be offended, and I can't be complimented. What that means is, yes, thank you for the compliment, but your words do not have any power to make me feel either good and or bad, because you have to balance it out. You can't just say, well, you know, I like all the words that make me feel good. No, it has to be a combination of both. It has to be eliminating power from all words. All words. Good, bad, labels. So that's number one. Number two, let's see, I was on a roll about, the topic today. The topic today is about eliminating fear. And back to the class that I teach, The Importance of Happiness, every Thursday night at the Arcadia Recreation Department at 6 o'clock p.m., I asked my class last week. I give them homework. It's so fun. I love to give homework. And listen, if you're in my class, you can either do the homework if you feel like it or you don't feel like it. That's fine. But the homework assignments are to help you practice the skills that were going to get you to another level of consciousness, another level of awareness, another level of growth. And see, when you look back at yesterday, that's the question you ask. How am I different yesterday than today? And if you don't have an answer, how am I different yesterday, or how am I different 6 months from now, how am I different 3 months from now than today, and if you don't have an answer, then that means that you're not aware, you're not paying attention to your growth. See, growth means being different than yesterday, thinking differently, doing differently. You're expanded. You're always different. Look out into nature, even the trees, nature, trees, rose bushes, they're different. Today, I could go outside today and there's a rose blooming, and then tomorrow it's bigger, and the next day it's even bigger, and then it falls off. So this world, we're always changing and we're always shifting. So number one is really consciously ask yourself, how am I different today than I was last week, 6 months, a year ago? And if you're not readily able to answer that question with a concrete answer and give evidence of how you are different, then let's start practicing growing. And how do you grow? Let me get back to the class. Last week I asked them the question, and I want to invite everyone to call in. You're free to call in, of course, and ask me any questions you like about this topic or any topic. And the number here is area code 646-564-9619, area code 646-564-9619. And I have a few people in the queue, and if you'd like to speak with me, just press the number 1, and it's totally up to you if you want to listen or if you want to speak. It's all good. It's all good. So I gave my class a homework assignment, and the assignment was, what are you afraid of? What are your biggest fears today? Which I didn't tell them at the time, but I'll let you in on a secret. It was a trick question. yeah, sometimes I'm a little tricky to get to the truth of the matter. So the question was, name your biggest fears. And I think I gave them a list of 10 top fears. Well, it's really fascinating that people can list what they're afraid of so quickly. And then going back to what I was saying earlier, is list how you've changed in the last week, or how you've changed in the last 2 months, or how you've changed in the last year. You sit there and kind of struggle with it, right? We can always, not we, I could always, because I don't like saying we, let me just speak about myself. I could always list what I was afraid of. I could always list what I didn't like. I could always list what I don't want. So it was a really easy homework assignment. And sure enough, I think I gave them 10 opportunities, you know, list your top 10 fears in your life. And all of the pages, well, the people that did the homework, the pages were filled up, filled with fears. And some of the fears were fear of loved ones dying, fear of not being able to, a fear of illness, fear of losing own physical abilities. In other words, if you are a surgeon or a doctor or a practitioner that is actually you are the one generating this money, if you're self-employed, a fear of losing whatever talents that you have. The list was fear of children dying, fear of children being irresponsible. It's just the list went on and on and on. And again, I said it's a trick question. Now, why was it a trick question? And I'm about to give you the reason why all fears are illusions. Because everything that you fear, everything that you are afraid of, everything that you are anxious about and just worried, this whole worried thing, worried about. Quick question, can you be worried and happy at the same time? The answer is no. Actually, the answer is hell no. You cannot be worried and happy at the same time. But where does fear and worry come from? Where does that come from? Number one, when you look back, and I love to give this example of a child who is, 1 year old, 2 years old, 3 years old. You look at a child. In fact, that's your assignment. This is your assignment this week. Find a small, you don't even have to find it. Just go to the grocery store and find a small, and pay attention to these small children, because they are not thinking about, and here's the trick, anything that happens in the future. All fear, all worry, all of that comes from living, being, focusing on the future. Now, this is a huge, huge issue, because when you're focused on thinking about the future, in fact, I had a wonderful young woman call in last week or 2 weeks ago. Actually, it was last week, and she was talking about relationships and will I ever find Mr. Right, and will I, all that feeling, that wanting. There's nothing wrong with there's nothing wrong with, no, I don't want to say that. Okay, scratch everything I just said when I started with there's nothing wrong with. Scratch that out. Strike it. When you are living in the future, see, in the moment, when you're living in the future, and especially if you're living in the future and finding dissatisfaction in this particular moment, you want something else than what is happening in this moment, or you're focused on something else other than what's going on in this moment, you are subtracting, you are taking away from, you are negating, you are not living fully in this present moment. It really is, because this is the other thing. Are you afraid of anything or worried about anything that happened yesterday? Are you afraid or worried about anything that happened a month ago, 6 months ago? No, it's done. It's over. Worrying and being afraid of whatever is going to happen tomorrow, number one, it was learned behavior. Number two, it's a habit. And like any other habit, and anything that you learned, you actually learned how to worry, you actually learned how to live in the future, anything that you learned, you can unlearn. Anything. Now, is it easy? I ain't saying that. Is it a snap of the finger? Does it happen overnight? I ain't saying that either. But what I am saying is to start consciously. I'm really just planting a seed to start consciously, and that is another key, to live consciously and aware of what you are focusing on or what you are thinking about. I'm not saying, oh, God, I'm thinking about the future. Oh, that's wrong. Oh, please stop. No, I'm not saying to resist it, but I'm planting the seed to make you aware, to let you know that you are in the future. So it's a really simple question. Am I living in the present moment or am I in the future? And when you practice, and when I say practice, listen, the most accomplished violinists, the opera singers, the musicians, the writers, if you're writing New York Times bestseller, people that write books just didn't start writing and they just finished with the book. Writing takes practice. I know because I've written the first book, Reality, Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness, which is, you know, that's the first edition. It's actually limited right now. We're going into our second edition. Boy, that was a long commercial, wasn't it? But what I'm saying is if you are a musician, you didn't pick up the violin and now all of a sudden you're playing Carnegie Hall. This life, this journey, every day, every moment is about what are you practicing? And like anything else, the more you practice, the better you get. The better you get at whatever skill. So we're going to use this as living in the present moment as a skill that you are going to be developing in every moment. Again, it doesn't happen overnight. Now, let me also say that you are not here. Let me just check the queue and see if anyone wants to talk to me. I have a lot of people here in the queue. The number is 646-564-9619. Area code 646-564-9619. Again, press 1 if you'd like to ask your question. But Let me go back in time. Let me live in the past for a second. I love when this happens. We're talking about the future. Oh, the practice. Practicing, and depending on how much you practice, don't think that you are here by yourself. Don't think that you are all alone. Don't think that you have to do all of the work. Let me say this. It is as easy as having the intention and then asking the universe how to have that happen. I say universe, some people use God, some people say spirit, energy. Doesn't matter what term, it is that entity. And all you have to do, it sounds simple, and it really is. The universe is simple. Us humans make it complicated. All you have to do is ask the question, and you always start with how. At least for me, this is what I do, because I am L-A-Z-Y, lazy. I don't like to do a lot of things. I rather have the universe do the work for me. And so I throw out my intention, and then what I do is I act on inspiration. If I'm not inspired to do something or say something or go here or there, I'm not going to do it. Getting back to you're not alone. So your question to the universe would be, universe, how can I live, or how do I live more, not more, but how do I live in the present moment? How do I stay in the present moment? How do I consciously grow in the present moment? Let me see. How do I eliminate, you could even ask that one, how do I eliminate living in the future? It starts to become a habit, and what happens is you throw it out there. You know, you throw out your question, and the universe starts working to get that question answered for you. And what you really have to do, which is something that is not easy, but if you want to get to a place where you are living in the present moment and not being afraid of anything in the future, it is uncomfortable. See, when I was younger, being uncomfortable, I didn't like it. I did not like feeling uncomfortable. I did not like feeling anxiety. I did not like feeling challenged. I actually liked everything to flow, and what I thought I was doing is trying to control everything. And when you ask the universe for assistance, you really have to develop another element, which is trust. Blind trust. Trust, trust, trust. That you don't have to do. That took me a long time, because yours truly was a control, I had to have my two cents in everything. And it was it took me a while to give up that controlling and trying to make something happen. Oh, this is a good one. Thinking that I am making something happen. That's another one. When I really, really found the truth that I'm not making anything happen. Because listen, if I want to be on the New York Times bestselling list and I work my ass off 24/7, writing, books out, and doing whatever I have to do, whatever I need to do, all the time I'm working at it, guess what? And if the universe doesn't agree and doesn't sign off with me being on the New York Times bestselling list, who do you think is going to win that battle? So whatever is happening is by design, and it is supposed to be happening. And if it's not happening, guess what? It's not supposed to be happening. It's really that simple. And then there becomes a trust of, okay, so this life has been designed for me, for my betterment, for my growth, for my evolution, and all I have to do is what? Let go. Trust. Enjoy it all. Look at whatever's happening with different eyes. Look at the challenges, or look at the challenges. Look at what's happening in your life and say, wow, okay, I wouldn't have designed this. This isn't my blueprint. This isn't what I would have put on the table, but I guarantee you that before you got here, before you morphed into this wonderful human that you are, you signed off on all of it. You signed off on everything. And so I like to say that, we're talking about visualizing yourself in this huge field. And it is a battlefield. This life is a battlefield. And when I mean battle, there is a huge battle that is going on in every single moment. Every moment of your life, there is a battle. And some people say battle, some people say challenge, but it's always with yourself. The battle is never with anyone else. It's never with circumstances. It's never with what's going on. The battle is always with yourself. And see, you, my dear listener, you, my dear audience, are very, very powerful, but you don't know it yet. Or you do know it. You know it, and maybe you're not exercising it. You know it, and maybe you are going back and forth with it. But I'm telling you, it's very, very empowering to sit back and allow the universe to draft its creation, to design, to follow this design that the universe has had. Let me share a personal story that just happened yesterday to give you more of an example of what I'm talking about. You know, people say miracles, magic, it happened by magic, serendipity, synchronicity, all of that. That is what this is a moment by moment. Everything is linked. Everything has a purpose. Everything has a reason. And it all is here to serve you. There is nothing that is happening in your life that isn't here to make you that isn't here for your betterment, for your growth. There isn't one thing that is happening. I don't care how, quote, horrible it seems, or challenging, or unfair, or unjust, or it is all happening for your good. Okay, before I share my story, I want to share a story that happened, that somebody called me last week, a good friend of mine, and she was really excited, and she was talking about accepting, she was in a relationship with someone, and, didn't go well. And she was holding these bad feelings toward them. And she, I wish she would. You know what happens when you break up in a relationship right in the beginning, and you want the other person just to die or be tortured. You know that feeling. I remember having those feelings. I think I actually spray painted somebody's tires. Did I do that? Oops. Did that get out? Yes, I did when I was younger. But anyway, back to the point. So she called me and she was really excited. She says, Rebecca, I finally got it. I got this whole acceptance. I've accepted this person. I've accepted them and I send them off with love. And it's taken me months. It's taken me months to get over it. But now I accept what happened and I accept what happened and I accept what didn't happen in the relationship. Yay, Rebecca, woo-hoo-hoo. I said, okay, good, that's great. Sounded really good. I liked it. And then she proceeded to tell me a story about what was going on in her life currently. And this person is a musician. She plays instruments. I think she plays drums and guitar. Forgive me, I don't know exactly everything. Let's just say she plays all instruments to keep the story straight. She plays all instruments. And so she was telling me that she was having a problem, and if you're listening, I am sharing this, but there are no names. And she was having problems a couple of weeks ago with her ears, and there was a ringing in her ears. And she was very upset and frantic about it because how can you be a musician? How can you play your instruments? How can you – and she was actively playing again. How could you do that and have the ringing in your ears. Oh, there's a problem, ringing in my ears. Oh, and she even said, I felt so depressed. She said another word that I won't repeat. She said, I felt so depressed about it. And this is the other one. What did I cause to bring this into my life? That's one that I really do not endorse. That I caused this to, I created this. I made this come to me. I what did I do to have the ringing in my ears? What did I do? Well, listen. Number one is you did not. My take on it. You did not. See, I'm letting you off the hook with all of this, because when you think you created something like a health issue, or when you think that you've created something, health issue or financial woes or relationship problems, when you think, oh, I did, you know, this is blocked, my money chakra is blocked, my health chakra is blocked, all of that, then do you feel good about yourself or do you feel bad about yourself? That's a question. I don't know, but when I used to think that I was blocking money from me, I did not feel good at all. Oh, God, what am I going to do? I got to unblock everything. I got to unblock my blocks. So I explained to her that, listen, I gave her what I thought. You did not create this. So, number one, stop feeling bad about you. Number two, okay, now you have a challenge that says you have ringing in your ears. And so that's a bad thing, right? That's a bad thing. Where I said you just, in two minutes ago, you were just talking about accepting the relationship and what that brought and letting that go. It's the same with the ringing in your ears. You have to use all of these concepts with everything that happens. The ringing in your ears, you have to accept that too. Now, resisting it, not wanting it, you know the whole thing, what is it? Resist, whatever you resist, persist. It's true. Whatever you don't want, whatever you put your hand against, whatever you say, no, I don't want this, what you're really doing is you're pushing up against the universe. You're pushing against the greatest plan. You're pushing against reality. And when you, let me say this, for someone who's done it for decades, it never works. You can never fight yourself out of reality. Reality is what's happening. Reality is what is supposed to be happening. My job is to accept it all. Ringing of the ears, health issues, money issues, accept and know that it's not my plan. It's not my plan. Which comes to the final element, which is total surrendering to the plan of the universe. Now, let me go in and share with you. So when I told her that she had to accept the ringing in her ears, well, there was a lot of changing of the topic. I went back to the topic. No, that was a little bit, no, I don't want to accept the ringing in my ears. No, nope. And then the reminder that Beethoven was deaf. No, nope. One of the greatest composers of all time was deaf. Nope, I'm not going to accept that. Nope, something I did. I know I did it, and it's making me feel bad, and I want to stay here, which is fine. Because, see, I can accept that she's not accepting. Yes, that's one of my jobs, is to accept everybody for what they're accepting and what they're not accepting. Accept everyone for where they are in their life journey. So what happened yesterday? Hey, hold on a second. I got to take a drink of water right here. Let me just take a little drink of water. If you've listened to the show, and if you know me, I've been teaching fitness, oh my gosh, 35 years, even though I'm 10 years old. so that makes me 45. Yes, since I'm 10 years old. No, I've been teaching fitness for 35 years. And for 25 of those years, I taught boot camp classes. And trust me when I say, you have not lived until you've taken a boot camp class from me. I'm one of those teachers that is, they used to call me Sarge, they used to call me Drill Sergeant. I'm that person. Listen, that's just my nature. You aren't going to come to my, either you're either going to want to work out harder than you ever have in your life, or you're going to leave the class. And so that's what I did for 25 years. I taught boot camp classes. And then in 2009, I got my right knee arthroscopic. I got my right knee scoped, and then in 2011 I got the left knee scoped, and just last year I had arthroscopic hip surgery on my left hip. So this body, which I wasn't good to. I didn't stretch out enough. See, that's another feeling bad about what I did yesterday. No, everything is in perfect order, including where my body is right now and the challenges that I'm having. So hip surgery last year, and then this year what started happening was my right foot, I got to a point where I couldn't put any pressure on my right foot. Now, I can't go through life hopping everywhere I go, just on my left foot, hoppity hop hop. I can't do that. So went to my orthopedic, and he looked at me, and I've always had flat feet, and he says, you need orthotics, and you needed orthotics 10 years ago. Well, okay, a little late. I always had the best shoes, but I never had the proper orthotics. So now what's developed is everything in my arch, and my right foot my foot looks just like a slab. The arch rolls over, bottom line, fast forward, I got orthotics, I have special shoes, I have custom-made Birkenstocks, I don't wear heels anymore. I mean, it's just like you look down at my feet and what I'm wearing is very orthopedic, okay? And you can't do orthopedic. Well, listen, I'm doing orthopedic with an evening dress. So for a while, I was really just, why? God, are you kidding? And when is this ever going to end, universe? And yesterday, and I have to say that in the morning when I get up and I start walking, my right foot still hurts, and it kind of has to loosen up. And I put my little orthopedics on, and sometimes I walk around in the house with little booties on with my orthopedic shoes. Thank you, but no thank you, universe. And yesterday, I was at my chiropractor's office because another thing that I've used weights all my life, and I'm just tight. My muscles are hard and tight, they're just tight. So a chiropractor is very important in my life. And I went to this doctor that I found a couple of months ago. He was actually I found him on Yelp, one of the 10 top chiropractors in downtown LA. Anyway, I digress. And I really like him because he goes right to the point. And he I'm on my back, and my left foot was up in the air. And he says, Rebecca, think about your anxieties. He says, what's going on is you have anxieties. I said, anxieties? I have anxieties. I don't worry. I'm a happiness specialist. I have all this stuff mastered. Happiness, come on. Anxieties? He says, Rebecca, you have anxieties. Think about them. He says, think of one anxiety. So because I trust him and I trust his expertise, I mean, he's pointed out a lot of things about my body that I never knew, but they were right, right on. And so I put my left leg in the air, and what he does is he pushes it down. In other words, whatever I'm thinking, whatever, he pushes it. If he can push it down, I'm good. No, sorry. If he can't push it down, I'm good. If he uses the same pressure and I have different thoughts and he pushes down, that's the topic. That's the focus. So he says, think of your top anxieties. He says, think of one. I said, okay, let me think, because I don't have any issues. I don't have anxieties. I don't worry. I'm no stress because I trust. I surrendered. Bleep, bleep, bleep. I'm happy. That crap. So I said, okay, let's throw in mommy. That's an easy one. I have anxieties about my old mother, who is doing whatever she's doing, and it's just don't even get me started. It's really accepting her decisions and accepting the way she wants to live her life, and whether I agree with it or not, whether I think it's the best for her, the universe, see, that's the thing. I think I know what's best for her. I think I know what's best for my 86-year-old mother. And what that means is I don't think that the universe knows what's best for my 86-year-old mother. See, I think I know better than the universe. So I've let that go. So I threw up the whole thing with the mommy. Oh, my mommy. And, of course, my leg stayed strong. My leg stayed up in the air. He couldn't push it down. He says, think of another anxiety. And, audience, I swear I really had to struggle. I was struggling because, what am I? I don't have any anxieties. I've given up the financial thing. I mean, if I'm supposed to have millions and millions of dollars, then guess what? There's not going to be anything to stop the universe for giving me millions and millions of dollars. Period. I know that. So I do what I do with what I have, and I'm happy. So I said, okay, it's not money. What could it be? And then I came up with, okay, the foot issue. It's all wrapped up. Things that I can't do anymore. I can't jump. I can't do any jumping, not doing any running. I mean, these are all the things I used to do very easily, very efficiently, with no issue. And now, run, no, jump, no. And then it hit me, what I'm anxious about: getting older. And it's really not getting older, it's this body is getting older. And as soon as I thought that, my doctor pushed my leg went all the way down. And he says, that's your anxiety. That's the focus, that's the key. And then I started crying because it was the truth. In the back of my mind, I might not say it vocally or even think it, but I'm thinking, okay, now my body is now I listen. Anyway, okay, I don't want to get off track. Now my body is different. Now there's things that I can't do. I am getting older. I am getting older. And that is an anxiety. And that obviously bothers me because he pushed my leg, and my leg, I had no strength in my leg as soon as he said, focus on that. I started crying. But let's get back to, and let's say anxiety, let's say fear. Same thing, anxiety, fear. Let's get back to what I was saying earlier. Where was I? I was in the future. I was thinking about the future. I was thinking about, am I going to get to a point where I'm going to need a walker or a cane or, you know, it can't get any better with this foot. Everything's got to get worse. You know, that kind of thinking. I'm going to admit it. So I started crying. I love when I start crying in front of people. And, of course, there's the tissue right there for me. And he says, even my doctor says, well, you know, we're all getting older, and it's not about what you can do or what you can't do with your body. You still have your mind, right? Well, what's left of it? Yes, I still have my mind. Yes. And so I had to switch focus. But listen, the story gets better. I might have to start crying here. The story gets better. So we know that that's exactly... Oh, and the reason why I was in the office yesterday is because my back was so tight. I could just... It just was... You know how you just tight, 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 tight. It was so tight that he couldn't even adjust me. He couldn't even adjust my back until he put a glucosamine cream on me, a heating pad for 15 minutes, and then I was loose enough to be adjusted. And when I turned over when he put the heating pad on me and I was, you know, on my stomach and just resting, I was his first patient. So he turned on the music in his office. And the first song that came on, which is a song that I said I want at my funeral or my service or whatever service my son decides to have for me. He doesn't even have to have a funeral, but it doesn't have to do anything, quite frankly. But a song that is one of my, I used to, that's my song. It's my song for years and years and years. And I had it at my 50th birthday party. Did I have that song at my 50th? Maybe not. But it was a standard. I said, I know I'm going to have that song forever. That's my song. And the song was Frank Sinatra's My Way. And do you believe that song came on as soon as he flipped off the light and put that heating pad on me and I was sitting there relaxed? It was the first song on his piped-in music, My Way. And people, I was at the chiropractor. I was supposed to be relaxing. I was boo-hooing, boo-hooing, boo-hooing. Because it's really not my way. It's the universe's way. And let me tell you something else that even took me to another place of tears. When I left his office, it's early in the morning. I think it was 7:30, almost 8 o'clock. It's a small parking lot in downtown L.A., and nobody's in the parking lot. Nobody's awake yet. And I'm walking in my car. Oh, please, I'm going to start crying. Ah! Anyway, let me forge on. And I was walking to my car, and there was this old Japanese man, because I was in J-Town, Japanese town. And there was this old man. He was Japanese, and he was playing... He had a freaking boombox. He was playing this Japanese music, you know. It was soothing notes with it was like meditation movie, but not meditation music, but it had a little beat, but it was very soothing. It was upbeat meditation music. And he had it blasting. And he had gray hair, and he was kind of bent over, and he was walking. He was walking really slow. He was walking really, really slow. And I looked at him, and I started smiling because he was just like a rap, you know, these kids that turn these rap music on. Listen, kids, I like rap music too. Turn on their music and everybody has to hear it. He was doing that, but he was walking. So he had this music on, and I looked at him. I started smiling. And, you know, I started doing a little dance, just kind of moving a little bit to the music because it was upbeat. And he looked at me, and he started dancing. Not really good, but he was dancing. So he was on, and we weren't together. I was, like, across the parking lot from him. But he saw me dancing, and then he started dancing, and he was walking and dancing and walking and dancing. And it was as if the universe is giving me a message and a sign about look at how happy this person is, or not even that. Feel this person's energy, a stranger. It was really the universe walking with that damn boombox, a stranger. Yes, I am going to get older. But what does that mean? Absolutely nothing. Is that subtracting from the joy? Is that going to be subtracting from the value, from the happiness in my life? No. It was a lot of releasing yesterday, a lot of releasing. So I'm here to tell you and share with you that whatever you're fearing is an illusion of and a judgment about what's going to happen. And it's really about enjoying this moment today. And when I say enjoying it, I mean accepting it, because this is it, people. Do I wait to speak in front of millions of people, thousands of people filling up stadiums, or speaking to 5 people on the radio, if that's all that's listening, or 1 person on the radio that's listening? It's never about the numbers. It's not about how many or how much. The universe doesn't keep score of how many. That's a human, that's an ego thing. So that was my day yesterday, and I wanted to share the whole fear thing. And then again, asking the universe to, all right, universe, how can I live more relaxed? How can I be relaxed with getting older? How can I accept, relax, and be okay with everything and anything that happens, and let it go? And I'll tell you right now that I will get answers. It will happen. I will get to a point, and next month, 2 months from now, 3 months from now, I will be at a place where, oh, this getting older, yeah, okay, fine. It's not even going to be an issue. And that's how this life is with whatever your challenge or whatever your focus is on. Ooh-wee. Let me share one really quick story. This is kind of a fun one. Oprah is having her series on tonight. It actually airs tonight, 7 days. It's called Belief. And I was one of, I think there's maybe 700 to 1,000 people that have, quote, partnered to share this information, get the word out. It's going to be on tonight for 7 days on OWN at 8 o'clock in the evening, Pacific Standard Time. And so this week, I was actually on a conference call with Oprah Winfrey. I was muted, and there were a lot of people on the call. I think they said there were 700 people on the call. And I was able to listen to Oprah. And, you know, she the first part, of course, she's talking about the series and why she did it, and, you know, just things that not really scripted, but she was promoting. And then she said something that was real and truth and just right in the moment. It was fascinating. She talked about seeing the Pope. I don't know if she met him personally, but she did see him, and she was in his close proximity. I don't know if she was in New York or not when she saw him, but she said, when I looked at him, she said, you could tell that he was a man of God. She said, you could feel the peace coming from him. You could feel his energy of peacefulness. And then Oprah Winfrey said, I like some of that. I'd like some of that. So I'm going to say, I sure would like some of that. And that is the truth. Woman who has everything, can do anything. You know, money is no object. Contacts are no object. She wants more, or she wants peace, more peace. I sure would like some of that. And that is what reality spirituality is about. That is what the show is about. That is what I'm about. How to get, have, live in peace with this internal peace, regardless of the turmoil, regardless of the typhoons, regardless of the tornadoes, regardless of all the things going around that we call life, but to still remain at peace with it all. That, to me, is success. That is my purpose. That is my destiny. That is my only goal, how to be at peace with it all. Ooh-wee. Okay, Reality Spirituality is heard every Sunday at 7 a.m., my website is RebeccaNorrington.com, RebeccaNorrington.com. And you can shoot me an email at info@RebeccaNorrington.com. I do answer your questions. I have a few questions that I'm going to be answering next week. And if you've enjoyed the show, which I know you have, of course you have, go to Facebook and like Reality Spirituality's Facebook page. I want you to remember, my dear audience, who you are. You are a physical extension of the universe. You're always expanding. You're always growing. You're always changing. You're always evolving. Be patient and be kind. Be your own best friend. Remember, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. This life is about the journey. Thank you so much for listening. Chat with you next week. Reality Spirituality. Yeah.
It's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
Reality Spirituality.
It's a new experience.
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Spirituality.
Yeah, time to get down.
Reality.